word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Well, the Lord has given to us another day. It is a day that has been packaged by Him. There is nothing in this day that is in this day without God's knowledge. We will go through this day with the Lord in charge. He will be there with us through each step of the way, and He will greet us on the other end of the day. Never does He ever send us alone and say, "Now, you go through this day alone." There are people who are without the Lord, and they have chosen to reject the salvation that is in Christ. They are rejectors of Christ Jesus, God's Son, and the Lord is good. And they indeed don't want Him. They are indeed proud of their own accomplishments, and they boast of what they have done, not willing to give God the glory. But there's a day that's been given to you. There is a time that the Lord has chosen for you. You're in this world at the same time that I am, and God has chosen a task for each one of us to do. We cannot speak to the dead. They've passed from this life. So don't be praying to those who have died. Don't be praying for them. The Scriptures do not give any allowance for people to pray for the dead. We do not have the communication with those who are dead other than the one who was dead but is alive. That's the way we hear from the Lord. He is with us in the person of the Holy Spirit. He has given to us His Word, the eternal Word, and there is no need for us to be looking for the Lord to speak to us about what's happening in the realm of those who've gone beyond this life. I do not believe the Scriptures teach that Christians in heaven are able to look into this world. After all, what would they be doing that for? Why would they be doing that? To see sin and the possibility of your being lost, would heaven be wonderful for them? I believe that the Lord has made it so that we do not have, when we enter into His presence, that there is not you don't have this ringside seat to watch what's going on in this life. I believe the Lord shuts that door, and we cannot see. There's a veil that is passed over us, between us and them. As in the book of Luke, there's a great gulf fixed. Now, I could see how those who are in a devil's hell would be able to see, but the ones who are in the eternal presence of the Lord, I can see that those who rejected Christ, how that hell would be so much worse for them, because they recognize how proud and how hard-hearted they were, what great opportunities they've missed. And that's what would make hell even more painful and regrettable to them. But the ones who are in heaven, to look down and to see someone who is yours and see them living as an alien to God and rejecting the truth and the mercies and the grace of God, heaven wouldn't be wonderful to be watching a child do that or a parent do that or a friend or a neighbor or any loved one. And so I don't believe the Lord lets the ones who've passed from this life look back and see what's going on in the world. I think that He has closed that door. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this day that Thou hast given to us. We pray that we shall seize this day and make the most of it for Thee, that we shall bring forth glory unto Thy name. We know that our power comes from Thee, and we are looking to Thee. We plead the blood. We have no other hope. And Lord, we want our lives to count for Thee moment by moment as we look unto Thee moment by moment. In Jesus' name and for His sake we pray. Amen. In the book of Genesis now, chapter 24, again, the account of Rebecca making the decision that she is going to go back with this servant. In the earlier portion of Scripture, the question is asked, or the statement is made, request is made, let us get underway now. Let the damsel abide with us a few days, was another question, and at least 10 days that she shall go. And the servant said, hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. You see, if the Lord has blessed, why should you delay? If the Lord has opened the door, what more reason for us to get underway than that? If the Lord has opened the door, and he has. And so he says, send me away that I may go to my master. Send me away that I may go to my master, since the Lord has prospered me. Now, sometimes other people will make it easy for you to do certain things, but the Lord may not be in that. And you say, but wait a minute. With all these people helping me and with all these things going in my way, don't you think that's an indication of the Lord helping and the prosperity that I've known? Don't you believe the Lord is prospering my way? Well, not necessarily so. How much power does the devil have? He has a lot of power. And how much territory does he rule over? He has a lot. So if you want to say, well, look, the devil has a lot, and or if you were going to say that because a person, the evidence of having much prosperity, that's an indication of the Lord behind it. No, not necessarily so. Remember the widow in Luke 21, 1 through 4? She had not much of this world's goods, and yet she gave her all to the Lord, and the Lord took note of that. And the beggar died in the gospel according to Luke. The beggar. And yet these both of these were people who loved the Lord. And both of these were people who were seen and the Lord took note of their deeds. The rich man died also. And in hell he lifted up his eyes. So if you're going to measure whether or not the Lord is for a thing that you're doing based upon the prosperity or the success of a thing, then you can be deceived and sadly mistaken. So you must know what the Word of God says and abide by His Word. Seek after what He has said. And then the Scriptures tell us this, that the Lord is the one who gives life, and He's the one who prospers. He opens one door and shuts up another. He puts up one king and takes down another. And He has even prospered in this servant's deeds. And so he is ready to go. Don't hinder me anymore. The Lord has prospered me, and he knows that. The Lord has prospered my way. You see, he didn't suddenly wake up one morning and say, today I want the Lord to lead me. No, he wanted the Lord to lead him all the way. When he left Abraham, he was looking to the Lord. When he arrived there, he wanted to know if he were looking to the Lord. And he was, see, you recognize when the Lord is leading, when you're walking with the Lord. Well, when you suddenly now are at a place, you say, well, I don't need the Lord about this, and I don't need the Lord about that because I'm doing what I want to. And suddenly you find yourself in a dire strait, in a hard place. You said, now I need the Lord. Well, you haven't learned to listen to him in the past. Why would you want to use him now? Oh, I know what it is. The tire on the car went flat, and you need to dig out the spare. That's what happened. You had 4 good tires in the past, and you didn't think about any need or the fact that there would be a day when those wouldn't work. Isn't that the way a lot of people look at the Lord? They don't need the Lord until they run into a ditch, and then they need help, and they call out to him. But you know something? God, in his mercy, many times will intervene and will deliver us from our sinful and bad choices. He's a merciful God. But don't presume upon the grace of God and say, oh, I remember I called upon him one other time and he got me out of, as one man said to me when we were in high school on a football team, he used to say, and I wasn't a Christian at that time, but he said this. He said, I often say to the Lord, if you get me out of this mess, I'll get myself out of the next one all by myself. Now, there are people who think like that. Why would you want to exert the energy that the Lord has given to you for godly living and holy living, and you live it for yourself, when He would have you to be trusting Him all the time? If He's good at that point, why would you want to go from God who is good? Why would you ever want to be apart from Him who is good? Should we not always want Him and need Him every hour? This servant was willing to get underway right away. Don't hold me back from doing what I know the Lord wants done. And so in verse 58, they say, well, you call Rebekah. And they called her to her and asked the question, will thou go with this man? And he said, and she said, I will go. So she was ready to go right away. It was her habit of doing things right away when they needed to be done. When this servant was thirsty, gave him water. She offered to go and to feed his ten thirsty camels, offered to invite him to her, meet her family, the home, a place to shelter. So it was not just something that she would just, a person that just would take a chance on everything. It was her nature. She had already received the gold and the bracelet and all these jewels. And so by receiving them, she was making a statement. And now they ask her, will you go? And she said, I'll go. And they sent her away. They sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. So his mission has been accomplished almost. Now he has to get her back to Isaac. So she did not leave on bad terms. She saw to it that things were done right. He saw to it that things were done right. They're on their way back. They have parted company. They have set out on this journey, leaving things behind. So Abraham and his servant go away. And it's very clear that everybody has been satisfied about what is to be done. And so her parents and her friends and everybody wishes her well. They will wish her well as she goes out. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou mother of thousands of millions. Let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. So the time has come for her to part, and she parts with her family's blessings. Sad to see that many do not part with their family's blessings. They are short-sighted, and they will say, but I know what I want right now, and they part. And it's a sad thing that families are at odds one with another. Get things fixed. You don't know when you'll be gone for the last time. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name for thy blessings upon this message, Lord. Speak to many hearts today for Jesus' sake. Amen. I invite you to join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina at 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, zip code 29609. May the Lord richly bless you.